sports, politics, life. Buck Roofing presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
The Bud Light sales disaster doesn't seem to be catching everybody's attention nationwide, and I think we better be bracing ourselves for something that we didn't think was going to happen. We thought there'd be a great reaction to this. Companies would stand down, take a long, deep breath, and reconsider their commitments to some of these causes that may affect their sales with their products or services or whatever business they're in. But we are in the midst of a culture war that's been going on for a good number of decades now, and it's pretty obvious that there are some companies that just don't care or think they're oblivious to declining sales or a disaster for their company in such a way that the culture war seems to be more important to them than anything else. Now, this happens on both sides. We could look at a longstanding tradition of a company, a private company like Chick-fil-A, which has stood out against gay marriage and never been open for business ever at any point in their country's history or company's history on Sundays because of religious beliefs. So there are those on the right that are that way as well. The left certainly has attacked Chick-fil-A and tried to harm them, and they don't care. And if Chick-fil-A was really interested in their bottom line, they'd be open on Sundays. If they really, really, really wanted to make every nickel they could, they'd be open on Sundays. So some companies maybe are starting to balance this now and say, well, we don't care. We're a leftist organization. This is who and what we are, and we're just going to go forth and do what it is that we do. One such topic was on a patron podcast that we did on Tuesday, and we spent almost no time on this, but I did see this story, and it really caught my attention because I thought, can people be this dumb? Now, this is clearly in a liberal area. It's in Washington State, which is a pretty liberal place, and I assume that the location of this particular business is in a liberal area, but it is a massive corporation that you may not connect the two. There is a grocery store called Haggins, H-A-G-G-A-N-S, and it's in Washington State. And as you research a little bit more, you find out that their parent company is a company called Albertsons. I'm going to assume that many of you have heard of Albertsons and know that it is one of the largest grocery chains in America. They're really huge from the Rocky Mountains west, but they obviously own and operate other stores under other brands that they have purchased because they're a conglomerate. They're massive. They are Anheuser-Busch, let's say. In the case of Anheuser-Busch, however, the top brand at Anheuser-Busch was Bud Light. This would be the equivalent of the Haggins would be like Bud Light Lime, okay, or some other offshoot, Bud Light Seltzer, something that doesn't sell nearly as much. Maybe doesn't even have the Bud Light name. Maybe it's a different Keystone. Is Keystone theirs? Bush N.A. Let's do that one. Bush non-alcoholic beer, okay, would be a much smaller brand under the Anheuser-Busch Corporation. So obviously if this giant problem happened with Dylan Mulvaney with Bush non-alcoholic beer or something like that, it wouldn't have become nearly the story. And this one probably isn't either because it's not Albertsons, it's Haggins. But I can't believe that this is happening. We brought this up on the Patreon podcast, and I already got a couple of emails of people saying they do exactly what I said I would do. But this is an indication that there are places that will not back off. Will Albertsons hold Haggins accountable and say, you can't do this? Because what they're asking customers to do at checkout at the grocery store is donate to diversity, equity, and inclusion operations that work in creating political benefits for DEI, creating programs for DEI, creating exposure and marketing for DEI. Will you support diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives with a donation here at checkout? Donate $1, donate $5, donate other amount, or check no. Now, we've all done this at retail locations. We've been asked, do you want to support charity X, whatever it may be? We're going to have our friends from Camo to College on later this week, and that'll be really interesting to talk to Josh Arnold about that. It's a charity that we love because it helps take veterans after they're in the service and educate them either with a trade or a college education after their service to reacclimate to private life. We love charities like that. It'd be pretty hard to pick that one apart and say, that's not good for America, that's not good for people that have served us, whatever. This is a real easy one for me. That's an easy call. But we don't seem to have things like Camo to College at checkout. It's always, and it's, this is okay, it's usually like children's charities. Okay, good enough. And I've donated to many of them at checkout. Sure, add a dollar. Sure, round up. What's the firehouse subs? They famously, I think every time, ask, would you like to donate to the firefighters, fallen firefighters fund? Would you like to round up? And the order back in the day used to be $6.62 or something. Do you want to round up? Sure, let's round up. And it goes to charity, and that's a pretty cool thing. This grocery store is asking for people to donate to DEI initiatives. And I know exactly what I would do if I were asked that. If I had a big cart full of stuff that I've already bagged, I guess I could walk away, not pay for it, and let it be their mess and go somewhere else. But I'd probably take the big purchase out with me, and then that'd be the end. I'd tell the cashier, and I would find the general manager. I'd say, I'm done. If I just had a few items there in a bag, I'd definitely leave that behind and say, nope, cancel my sale. You've offended me. This is racism. DEI is racism. Make no mistake about it. DEI, when you say we want to do something special for a certain group of people based on their sexual preference, their skin color, or whatever their marginalized category may have been 150 years ago, you're racist. And that's a racist policy. There's no other way to describe it. Do you want to donate to programs that will give unequal treatment to persons of a certain color or ethnic background? That's un-American. That's racist. That is not fixing any problems which are perceived problems at this point, because we really don't have very many of these problems anymore. In the past, sure. We also found out this week that Donald Trump is the only living president or former president that is not the descendant of a slave. Where's that headline out there? I think Trump should take that out on the road with him and say, look, I'm the only former president or current president that's not a descendant of a slave. And I think he should keep pointing out people like Elizabeth Warren as the descendant of slaves and, you know, a bunch of these other Democrats. They love to play the race game. Turn it on them. Turn it on them. Trump's ancestors came here after slavery, so he's the only one, the current or former president, that is not a descendant of a slave. I mean, if we're going to play this game, play this game. You don't do it through DEI initiatives. And if you are ever asked that question, or if you are ever asked to donate to something that you think is unseemly at checkout, please let me know immediately. I cannot imagine what would happen to Albertsons if they did this. I think Albertsons would be dead. I think this would put them out of business. I think this would be, that is in so many ways more offensive than Dylan Mulvaney. I'm at checkout, I'm making a purchase, and you're asking me to donate to something that's racist. I mean, you want to see conservatives rally up and get behind something. I dare Albertsons to do this wide scale because it must be part of their corporate philosophy. They must think it's going to gain something for them somewhere. I dare them to do this nationwide in all their Albertsons stores, not their Haggen stores or whatever those are in just the state of Washington. I dare you to do this all over the country to see exactly what happens. Be very, very interesting. I think conservatives would just go absolutely bonkers on this thing and really harm Albertsons. But Bud Light has finally reacted. They've gotten rid of the two executives that they blame for this. They're gone from the company. The lady that was in charge, the liberal lady that was in charge, that was trying to take it away from frat boy humor in their marketing to inclusive and interesting and new and young and fresh and entertaining ideas for the brand. Because, you know, we have the number one selling beer in America. Let's mess with who this is marketed to. Brilliant Ivy League education. Nice work right there. She is out of work. Done and gone. I'm sure she'll get hired up by some liberal think tank. She'll probably be a hero on the left and make even more money. This will not hurt her career. She will simply have to identify for what she is the rest of her career, and that is someone on the far left, and I'm sure she will find something extremely lucrative. Boy, Tucker Carlson knocked it out of the park on Tuesday with his Tucker on Twitter episode, and I learned something I didn't know, and that is this. There is an American citizen who married a Ukrainian and lives in Ukraine named Gonzalo Lira. He's from California. I think he went to Dartmouth, graduated with honors. He's been a journalist, a blogger. They have specific rules in Ukraine They don't have what we have. You can't demonstrate in Ukraine. He can't be like an activist on the street. He can't go out and make a scene and do all these things, but he's a writer and a blogger. And he's been anti-war with Russia. And I think some of what he's had to say is, you know, let's just be part of Russia. Killing all these people makes no sense. Let's negotiate this out, whatever. So he's written pieces, and I'm no expert on the pieces that he's written. But I'd never heard of him until Tucker's monologue on Tuesday. Gonzalo Lira's dad is 80, and he went and visited his son in Ukraine, but had to visit him in a jail cell. Gonzalo Lira, an American citizen journalist, in a war that we are funding, in a country that says they have free speech, Ukraine, and democracy, I'm getting to democracy in a moment, democracy and free speech, has been jailed. Okay, this is another opponent of Zelensky. He's jailing anyone who opposes him. He's jailing anyone that criticizes him. He's jailing any political opponents. And now Tucker Carlson points out on Tuesday that Zelensky has just announced there will be no elections next year in Ukraine. Unless the war is over and we've won, there will be no elections. So Zelensky's saying the only way I'm putting myself back on the ballot after all these people have lost all these children in Ukraine, sending them off to war, the only way I'm going back on the ballot is if we win the war. If and when that happens, I'll go back on the ballot. And until then, forget elections. His opponents are in jail, and that is political opponents. He has jailed priests, ministers, pastors. He has closed churches. This is not democracy. There's no democracy in Ukraine, and he's canceling the elections. We have politicians on both sides running around saying we must support this war for democracy to survive. There is no democracy in Ukraine. There is none. It is no different than Putin. Zelensky and Putin are the same guy. Zelensky may not be the killer. He may not be the ruthless killer that wants to, you know, go start wars and overtake people's homelands and do all these really, really terrible things. But he's the same wannabe dictator that all of these leftists are. We will jail our opponents, which Joe Biden is attempting to do. We will jail our political free speech opponents, which they did with the January 6 prisoners. We will jail these people. We will lock them up. We will cancel or fix elections, which they do. And we will take complete control. We will be in charge, and that will be that. That's why Zelensky is so important to Joe Biden. It's the game plan. You go do this. We will call this democracy. We will train the American people that this is what democracy looks like. And come the day where we have to fight the Republicans on our own soil, where there's actually skirmishes and fights and we have to tamp them down, we will look to Ukraine and say, this has happened before. These J6ers or these MAGA people are trying to take over the country and steal it from us. And this is why democracy matters, and we must fight for democracy. When in fact, as Tucker points out, they're not fighting for democracy at all. They're fighting for one-party control. Socialist, leftist control. And that's what Zelensky has. And I cannot believe this guy's been jailed for a month in Ukraine. I cannot believe I had not heard it until Tucker Carlson on Twitter yesterday. I simply can't believe it. And he points out that Zelensky has now publicly said, this was yesterday, Zelensky was asked, will there be elections next year? And he said, no elections next year unless we've won the war. So they're at war. We're funding it. Zelensky's getting stronger. He doesn't face political opposition. There is nobody in Ukraine running on the ticket of peace. I'll run against Zelensky. We will end the war. We'll negotiate it out. We'll have peace. Yes, a couple hundred miles of our soil may be under Russian control or may become part of Russia, but we'll keep Kiev. We'll keep our country. We'll have a treaty, and we'll have peace. There is nobody in Ukraine that can run on that platform. That is not democracy. It doesn't look like that at all. In the meantime, this man sits in jail, faces up to 10 years for being what? A Russian sympathizer? For writing blogs. This is completely a case of free speech. Nothing else. This man did nothing else other than write things and place them on the internet. And they have locked him up because he's a threat to Zelensky. And they are not letting him out, folks. His dad is 80. He believes that he is going to die a slow death in prison, that he will die now in a Ukrainian prison, that he will be treated poorly, not be fed well, not necessarily beaten up and things like that, but just die a slow death behind bars. And this is what democracy looks like in Ukraine. That's how it works. In this country, oh, here's some news this week. In Vermont, the Vermont legislature is overriding the governor with a veto, and they're changing their election laws for 16 and 17-year-olds. There you go. It's the same game plan as Ukraine. Change the rules, fix elections, jail your opponents. Say you're doing it in the name of democracy. We must do this because it's good for democracy. And win, 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 and take complete control. I don't know how we're going to stop it. I mean, they're really good at this stuff. Now, these are only local elections in Vermont. They're not statewide. The Vermont legislature has the right to override this veto and say, in local elections for mayor, city council, things like that, 16 and 17-year-olds can vote. So you've heard them want to change the voting age and lower it nationwide. There's obviously reasons why they want to do that. And now we have this on a local level in Vermont. It is an all-out global onslaught by these globalist leftists and the money behind them and the giant corporations. This is going to be a hard fight to win, folks. This is going to be a really, really, really hard fight to win. Where does that fight start? Well, we've got Donald Trump attempted to be jailed, and his assistant at Mar-a-Lago faces up to 90 years in jail if convicted, along with Trump, on these charges of top secret documents. And this is just an absolute stunner, because the tape that was released of Trump, we've now learned, is not harmful. It's a complete joke. The documents in question that they think Trump is talking about are not part of the case, because they don't want those in the case. Why do they not want those in the case? Oh, it was General Milley's plan to invade Iran because Trump was nixing Obama's deal with Iran, which was a sweetheart deal for Iran. Trump was getting rid of that. So Milley sits around all day and comes up with a plan to attack Iran with American soldiers because Trump is not going to be tough enough on Iran or have this relationship with Iran. We're going to go in there and we're going to start a war with them. This is warmongering. This is Milley, a leftist, warmongering, coming up with a plan to go into Iran. That's what Trump was mocking, that this is what these clowns were bringing to me. Let's start a war with Iran. This is what's the problem in America with the neocons and the people that just want constant, nonstop wars. They were bringing me plans to invade Iran, and Trump is basically pointing out to these people are crazy on the left. Why would we want to have a war with Iran? For all of Trump's faults with his personality that people don't like, he's a great negotiator. He figures he can negotiate and talk his way out of anything. There is no reason for Donald Trump to ever be in a war. He just holds the threat that if I ever do respond to you, it will be so hard and so swift you won't believe it, because I'm a madman and I'll just wipe you out. Trust me, I'll wipe you out. And Reagan was a little bit like that. Reagan negotiated his way out of everything. And there was a giant threat from other countries that we're going to watch out for this guy because he'll just blow us off the map. And that's what people think of Trump. Not these little skirmishes in Ukraine and things that pop up around the world. So this thing is so thin, and this is another leak. I don't know how many leaks there have been now on Trump's case with the Department of Justice. There have been so many leaks, and there's pending threats to impeach Merrick Garland, now the attorney general, that apparently is coming by the Republicans, that maybe the smartest guy in the room is this. Mark Levin, who I don't always like. I think he's a madman sometimes, but he is a legal expert. He understands the Constitution. He knows the law. And he stated on Tuesday about the Department of Justice clearly leaking this for public relations and nothing else. There's no good legal gain here for them. This was simply PR for their case. This is trying to taint the jury pool. This is put more news out there against Trump, because at some point we hope to have a jury. So keep planting these seeds that he's nefarious, that he's guilty, that he's a complete threat to the United States of America and a terrible person to boot. So keep dropping these leaks is what the DOJ is doing. Mark Levin says on Tuesday, quote, there must have been several scores of leaks against Trump involving testimony, documents, audio, etc., and they're all obviously coming from the government. Trump's lawyers need to file an immediate motion with this long list of leaks as an exhibit, asking for the entire case to be dismissed because of prosecutorial misconduct and the government's effort to influence the jury pool. Moreover, as his lawyer, I would insist that the court determine whether the Department of Justice has even opened investigations into these felony leaks. This needs to happen now. I'm 100% with Levin. Make the judge say no. She might just say, you're right. You've tainted the jury pool. You've done all this. And I think the really smart part is here. Insist that the court determine, has the Department of Justice opened investigations into the people that have committed these felonies? Because leaking this information is a felony. These are not whistleblowers. There's not people protecting them. That's not what this is. That's not what this is. When you have a case and your facts from your case, your evidence starts to leak, that's not a whistleblower, right? The case is already there. These are already elements of the case. They're going to be in court. When they're leaked publicly, there's only one reason to leak them publicly, and that's to help your case. And that's what they're doing. And it's a felony, and it's a very serious crime. And I think the court should be looking into that because the DOJ damn sure isn't. It's the same stuff, folks. Do you see how this is all circuitous? It's one big, giant sphere of influence globally by the same types of people on the left doing the same dirty deeds. And it's relatively new. Of course, things like this have happened throughout history. But we are not too far removed from a time when Republicans and Democrats weren't that far apart. They really weren't. Where you could look at a Republican running for president, and you could look at RFK Jr. right now running and say, well, you know what? They agree on a lot of issues. There's nothing anybody agrees on now, because what the left is trying to do is completely split the country, fracture it in two, and take the thing over for itself. That's what they want. That's what they want to have happen. And they're doing a really good job of doing it. And it started in 2008. In my mind, you know what? It might have started in 2006 with George W. Bush, because he caved. When the economy got bad and the housing crisis hit and he had his big stimulus bailout and all that stuff he did, I thought George Bush was a pretty good president for 6 years. And I thought the last two, he was a train wreck. He looked like a Democrat to me. And he was spending money and doing all this stupid stuff, all these bailouts, and it was awful. And then, of course, Obama took over, and that's been the real American revolution at this point. The real change in this country came with Obama, and he is still the puppet master, all right? He's pulling the strings on all of this. This guy has been in power in this country now for 15 years. Barack Obama has influenced everything in America now for 15 years, and he loves doing it behind the scenes, and he's not going to stop. And everybody on the Democrat side knows how powerful he is, which is why Gavin Newsom is not running. It's why they're not running, folks. Why would Gavin Newsom not run against Joe Biden? He would win the election. He would win the primaries. They can't cheat enough to keep Gavin Newsom from winning primaries against Joe Biden. But even Gavin Newsom is falling in line, because Obama's not dying anytime soon, and he's in charge, and he's probably already been told, you're next in line, it's not Kamala. We know Kamala's not it. You're next in line. And if you've been told that by the Obama people, you're not running right now. And the Obamas can always change their mind. They can always tell you that to have you stand down. Then if they decide they don't want you and they want somebody else, support that. It's bad. It's no different than what Zelensky's doing. They've jailed the demonstrators. They're trying to jail Trump. They've jailed all Trump's people. They're changing elections. They're changing the way we vote. They're changing the age in elections in Vermont. You can't make this up. Is anybody paying attention? It's disappointing. No doubt disappointing. A tip of the cap today to Pete Mundo of KCMO Talk Radio 710 in Kansas City. He is all over this Kevon Green case. If you don't follow all the murders that happened in Kansas City, you need a scorecard for this. Kevon Green has been charged with a mass shooting in Kansas City. He has killed three, or allegedly has killed three. And Pete Mundo is all over Gene Peters Baker, the Jackson County prosecutor, who is not running for re-election. Gene Peters Baker is a soft-on-crime prosecutor whose own Twitter handle says about herself, "I'm one who uses laughter when things just aren't that serious, fierce seeker of justice when they are." Well, which is this? Because Kevon Green, 4 days before allegedly murdering three people in a mass shooting, a multi-charged felon in his lifetime, walked out on another felony charge from Jackson County for $100, which is 10% of his $1,000 bail. They set the bail at $1,000. He paid $100. He walked out of another felony charge. This is a guy with a long rap sheet. Paid $100, got out, and 4 days later murdered three people. What are we doing? It just can't be that hard to identify the dangerous people in our community when we have them in custody, for crying out loud. Pete Mundo's all over this. If you want to hear more, listen to his show. He podcasts segments from his show as well at their website, KCMO Talk Radio 710. I would strongly encourage you to go check that out. Some happy news. My buddy Spencer, not my son, my friend Spencer, longtime friend, Jessica's known him even longer, is the originator, proprietor, owner, co-owner of Finch Knife Company. And he sends me emails and stuff from time to time about, you know, products and stuff that they have that I'll work into one of their commercials or something. And he says he's been in Atlanta. They had a blade show there, and I guess it was wild, and they're really gaining traction in the industry. People know Finch Knives now, and they're doing more and more business nationwide and worldwide because they're obviously an online company as well. But he said, "I'm so proud of a new knife that we have coming out in a little over 2 weeks. It's called the Shiv." And I started thinking of what a shiv is. In the movies I've seen, I'm like, a shiv? That's like a, isn't that a thing? Don't they make shivs in prison? And he doesn't really always, you know, describe exactly what it is in the email because he's a busy guy. And so I go to the site, he puts a link in there, and I read all about it. This one's unbelievable. I've mentioned to you that all their knives are some sort of homage to Americana in some way. Now, that doesn't mean they're always good. Sometimes it's, you know, a bandit or something. You know, there's a piece of American history out there that isn't great, but, you know, this is named for it, or this is something they used or something similar. This is classic. Listen to this. Located in Northeast Kansas, Leavenworth Federal Penitentiary opened in 1906 and was the nation's first maximum security prison. Notable prisoners included Machine Gun Kelly and the Birdman. A shiv is a homemade knife-like tool fashioned in prison, created behind unimaginable walls of desperate and resourceful people. Here is Finch Knife Company's interpretation of the shiv, suitable for cutting twine and slicing apples. You got to see this knife. You got to see this thing. The homage is to the prisoners in Leavenworth designing the original shivs. Now, it doesn't look like anything that was designed in Leavenworth, but you're going to love this. It's not out for 3 weeks. We'll be talking about the time and date as we go over the next couple of weeks because it's such a fun and interesting company. And what I'd like to just reinforce to you about so many of our sponsors, and especially Spencer and the people at Finch Knife Company, is they love history. They love America. They're patriots. They know where we've been. They know where they want to go in America. And what a creative and great name for their next series of pocket knives. And it all is founded in the history of our first maximum security prison in this country, Leavenworth Penn. Awesome stuff, Finch Knife Company. You guys are simply amazing. Okay, on to our sponsors. We are brought to you by Window World, simply the best for less. J.D. Power & Associates has awarded Window World with the Customer Satisfaction Award again, number one in America. And there's good reason. It's American-made products, 0% interest, lifetime warranty. They also make doors and siding along with their windows. They'll do a free analysis and estimate for you with one simple phone call. And they're the official windows of the Chiefs. I can't tell you anything more other than they check every box with what you're looking for in replacement windows. They're also lower cost. 816-799-0820, windowworld.com. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs, now with unbelievably low financing rates on many GM vehicles, including Silverado and Sierra. Less than 2%. Been worried about high rates? Low rates are back at robertsrobinson.com, home of the lifetime warranty. You can shop online, they can deliver to your home, you can build your own, or you can find one in their inventory. 0% on all Buick SUVs. A lot of GMCs have 0% available right now, and there's accessory cash available. Let's do it. robertsrobinson.com, Chevrolet Buick GMC. We are professional grade. And Earth Effects Outdoor, online at eeoutdoor.com. Looking to spruce things up this summer or maybe thinking about a project in the fall? You can get it done right now and enjoy the outdoors when it cools off in the fall with Earth Effects Outdoor. Maybe you'd like a nice fire pit this fall or a seating area, or maybe build some seating in around a fire pit in your backyard. There's some beautiful September, October, and November evenings that we're going to have coming up. Get a hold of Earth Effects Outdoor now and they'll do a free bid for you. eeoutdoor.com. They also do regular landscaping. If you're looking for mulch, berms to be built, a couple of trees planted, whatever you're looking for, eeoutdoor.com, 816-478-7700, the official landscape pros of KKHI. Hey, the Royals lose. There's no headline there, right? The Royals lose. This was, I was enjoying this game. Brady Singer went six scoreless. He's got a 6+ ERA, but this guy has had, he must have had 6 or 7 starts now, where he's gone 6 innings and just looked great. We see flashes of what he was last year. He just can't do it consistently. He pitches great. The game's scoreless. They're playing the Guardians because we can't call them Indians. They're playing the Guardians. It's scoreless. It's scoreless in the 8th. The Indians commit an error. They gift a run to the Royals. The Royals go up 1-0. They bring in Scott Barlow, who they kind of want to trade, I think, because, you know, the trade deadline coming, they can get something for him. Barlow's the closer, and you're thinking, okay, the Royals are going to win one, and Barlow blows the save. It was not a great appearance by Barlow, but the things that drive you crazy about the Royals, if you watch them, and I know a lot of you don't watch them, you don't have the TV package or whatever, is it's not just that their players aren't as good as the other players. It's not just that. They don't play the game right. They just don't play the game right. So they're up 1-0. You've followed baseball a long time, I presume. It's the 9th inning, and the Guardians have runners at 1st and 2nd. You're up 1-0. What's the most important thing you do right now? You're managing your pitcher, your catcher, your defense. You guard the line. You don't allow the double for them to take the lead. You don't. You're trying to get a double play and get out of this thing. Okay? The last thing you're going to do is allow a ground ball down the line. And the exact thing that happened was a ground ball down the line. Yes, Will Brennan from Overland Park plays for the Guardians. Already had 2 hits in the game. Lefty facing a right-handed pitcher. Hits a ground ball. It wasn't a smash. It didn't make it down to the corner. It just trickled inside the bag and rolled down the right field line because the Royals were playing off the line. And he couldn't get to it. You can't let the ball get by you outside on the line in that case. You cannot allow that. And the Royals do. 2-run score, that's all the Guardians got. And then the Royals did nothing in the 9th, and they lose again. It's frustrating. Watching them is difficult. They're bad, you know, and there's a lottery in baseball now, so the Royals could wind up with the worst record or the second worst record and still draft like 5th. Wouldn't that be just about right? So there's no throwing games or anything like that, but I just can't even express how bad the Royals are. They're just so dreadful. In other baseball news, the Angels beat the White Sox 4-2 on Tuesday night. Nothing to see here. Talk about bad players. How about Shohei Ohtani? The opposite of that. Is this the greatest baseball player of all time? And it's not just last night, because this was good, but he's had better games than this. The Angels win 4-2. Shohei Ohtani was 3-for-3 with 2 home runs. He leads Major League Baseball with 28 homers. In June, he's batting .383 with 13 home runs and 26 RBIs in just 24 games. Oh, but on this night against the White Sox, Ohtani also pitched 6 innings with 10 strikeouts. I've never seen anything like him. Greatest baseball player I've ever seen. You just can't. I mean, he's a two-way player. We weren't around when Babe Ruth was doing it, or pitchers and stars in his era. You see it a lot in high school and college, that there are dudes that are really good pitchers on their high school or college teams that are also excellent position players. Zach Greinke wanted to be this, but got shut down. I think teams will be more and more open to this as time goes on. And you almost ask yourself, does it cost you more money to have a player like this, or does it save you more money? To me, it's like it saves you money. He's worth two salaries. He's a $25 million player as a hitter. He's a $25 million pitcher. He's a $50 million player. Shohei Ohtani. I mean, simply remarkable. Advantage Termite and Pest Control is the only pest control company we've ever used. We've been with Aaron and his family forever. I had a guy knock on my door last week. Fine young man, starting up his own company, pest control, couldn't have been nicer. Said, who do you have? I say, I have Advantage. And he goes, was there anything I could do to, you know, earn your business away from them? And he just couldn't. I said, this guy's going to do well in business. No question. He's out there walking door to, he's going to do well in business. I said, friend, I've been with Advantage for over 20 years. It's the only company I've ever had. And we've been friends with the owners for quite a while. I said, this one's going to be a tough sell. How about I just save you the time and I'll tell you something. I think you're going to be great. Your appearance, the way you knocked them, what you said, I think you're going to be outstanding and I think you're going to do well. So I know you get a lot of rejections every day. I want you to walk away from my house and understand that there was no way that you could sell this one. It was an impossibility. It's great that you knocked here, and I want to leave you with some encouragement that I think you're going to do great. No matter what you do, I think you're going to be a success. All right, this young person really had the look of somebody that's going to start their own business and be a winner. You can spot that in young people. But my point was, I kind of sold him on Advantage as well. And I think he just heard it next door, because I know my neighbors use Advantage too, because they see how well we're doing over here. AdvantageTPC.com. Amazing Garage Floors is online at AmazingGarageFloors.net. Epoxy flooring, veteran owned and operated, 17 plus years in business. I mean, thousands of projects they've worked on. They even do concrete ceiling. One call does it all with AmazingGarageFloors.net. 913-901-7139. I would simply ask you, what are you waiting for? You've wanted to do this for a long time. Just do it. I promise you will never regret it. This is the one thing you will do that you're never going to go, darn, I shouldn't have done that with my garage. Because it lasts a lifetime. It's there forever. There's no maintenance to it. You'd get your blower out and blow the leaves out, or whatever the dust blows in this time of year. Every 3 or 4 months, you want to get the hose out and hose it down. It looks brand new. AmazingGarageFloors.net. And Kansas City's dentist is NKC Dental, online at nkcdental.com. That's Dr. Bill Bush. He's the dentist to the Chiefs players. He should be your dentist as well. 816-471-2911, nkcdental.com. All right, let's talk some Chiefs. This is good. Yesterday, the tickets went on sale for the Chiefs-Dolphins game in Frankfurt, Germany, coming up in November. That'll be an 8:30 in the morning kickoff here in Kansas City. They'll be playing in the afternoon in Germany. Chiefs love Germany. It's their preferred territory. They actually have rights to part of Germany as a Chiefs home base. They also have it in another country in Europe. They also have it in parts of Mexico, where the media outlets there are exclusive property of the Chiefs. If they want to do a deal to have the games on with the TV stations or radio stations or whatever there, they're building fan bases in these places. The Chiefs are going global. Well, who wouldn't want the Chiefs to be their team? If you're just catching on to American football, like many people around the world are, you would want the Chiefs to be your team. So the Chiefs are going to play the Dolphins, and at noon yesterday in Germany, the tickets went on sale. Some 55,000 plus went on sale at noon. When they opened the sale, there were 1.42 million people in the queue. That is different people, different customers. 1.42 million people trying to buy tickets all at one time in Frankfurt, Germany for the Chiefs and the Dolphins. It was sold out in 14 minutes. Obviously, if computers were just a little bit faster, it would have sold out faster than that. It's actually probably the people completing their orders in that time, or how many can, because once you've been accepted and you're buying, you got to put your credit card information in and all this other stuff. So it does take a few minutes, but that is absolutely remarkable the Chiefs and Dolphins sold out in 14 minutes and had 1.42 million people trying to buy tickets all at one time. Tyreek Hill is expected to play in that game. His case is ongoing in Florida. Drew Rosenhaus's agent is not talking about what may have happened with this boat operator. And I don't know how you get the criminal part to just go away, but it seems to me when you're not pressing charges, we've got murderers walking out for $100. Yes, Tyreek Hill is a convicted felon, and he's got an awful lot in his past, and that would hurt him in any type of criminal action here. It seems to me this could be more than civil, more just of a civil case, which is what we're seeing with Davante Adams. Remember Davante Adams of the Raiders knocked to the ground that journalist at Arrowhead Stadium last October after the Chiefs won on Monday Night Football? Authorities in Kansas City, Jackson County have thrown out the criminal portion of this for Davante Adams and said there is a civil case ongoing. I don't know if that's what judges do. I don't know if that's a normal order of business, but it makes sense that a criminal charge would be thrown out because you know a civil case is coming or maybe a settlement is coming. Davante Adams needs to pay some money to that person, and this should go away. The real question for Adams and Tyreek Hill now is, how will the NFL view all of this? I think ultimately that's the singular big issue here is how will the NFL view this thing? Because they can do whatever they want. They can do all kinds of crazy stuff, suspensions, fines, penalties to the team can happen sometimes. I mean, there are a lot of things that the NFL can do, and I don't know that they will, but I got to think that the biggest problem that Tyreek Hill and Davante Adams have right now is simply with the NFL and what may happen in those cases. Tip of the cap before our final to the new car image. They can clean your car up like you've never seen. Complete detailing and ceramic coat on your paint. Call the new car image today anywhere in the Kansas City area and Lawrence. They'll come to you with their mobile detailing service, thenewcarimage.com, 816-499-1470. MyPillow.com has a KKHI promo code. You can call MyPillow or just go to MyPillow.com. Right now they're offering four MyPillows for $99. That's two regular and two travel. It's the lowest price ever. Use the promo code KKHI. They're also having a towel sale going on right now. If you need new bath towels, KKHI is your promo code. That is the lowest price you can get at MyPillow.com. And don't forget, 4th of July is coming up. You need everything you need, all the spices, rubs, utensils, tools, and good stuff for the best barbecue ever. Visit my friends at Smoke and Fire, 119th and Metcalf in Overland Park. Smoke and Fire is the barbecue and fireplace. Time for our final, and it is the ridiculousness of Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. Yes, you've heard about this, although I talked to some people yesterday that hadn't heard of this. Here's how it started. Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg don't like each other, I guess. They don't hate each other, but they're diametrically opposed on free speech. Zuckerberg wants to use Facebook to suppress speech and censor things, and Elon Musk wants everybody to be able to say whatever they want. So they've had this spat going back and forth about free speech, and it's making Zuckerberg look bad. Because even people on the left would go, yeah, it looks bad if they think we're suppressing free speech, which clearly they are at Facebook. And Zuckerberg has admitted that they did this. They worked with the FBI to do this. So Musk has called him out, and it's going nowhere. They've argued back and forth, and he goes, to heck with it. Let's just settle it in a cage match. And Zuckerberg replies, okay. And so now apparently they're actually considering putting a deal together with Dana White and UFC and having some sort of a cage match. It's gotten so serious that Elon Musk has accepted an offer from one of the greatest UFC legends of all time, Georges St-Pierre, 42 years old, has two or three titles, is considered one of the greatest fighters ever, but he's retired. And he appealed to Musk on Twitter and said, I want to train you. Elon, I want to train you. And Musk replied, okay, let's do it. So apparently he's going to teach him. Musk had a great line. He said, if we get in a cage match, you know, Zuckerberg's not a big man, but he's a fit man. He's strong for his size and all. He clearly works out and does a lot of things Elon Musk doesn't. Although if this was months down the road, Musk could get into better shape. Zuckerberg is also younger. There's a lot of advantage. That's a good nickname, Zuckerberg, that Zuckerberg would have, but Musk doesn't seem to care. Sounds like they'll go forth on this thing. And, you know, if you learn the right technique, isn't it as simple as if you can get them to the ground and get on top of them, you can pin them and it's over? If you learn how to get a submission. So Zuckerberg was going back and forth with Musk, and Musk had a great comment, said, yeah, you may be younger, stronger, whatever, but you're forgetting I have a secret move called the Walrus. The Walrus is Elon Musk's secret plan to get on top of Zuckerberg and just lay there. I like the humor. Experts in the industry say this happens. It will be the most watched event of all time. And it could raise hundreds of millions of dollars for charity. Be interesting to see what they do or how they go about it. Or if they have a precondition that it's going to be a draw. And it's just a slap fight. We're going to go out and slap around on each other and fall to the ground a couple times. And we've agreed we're going to have a draw. Which happens. They drop contracts. It would be financially irresponsible to not agree to the terms. I can promise you. That can happen too. And it would just be an exhibition. So who knows what will happen. But that is our final at KKHI. Hey, please hit the like, follow, or subscribe button and find a friend and tell them about the podcast. Let them know what we're doing every day. If they're a great American, they're concerned about where we're going, and they love sports. We are not far away from football starting. It's a little thin in sports right now. Football season's around the corner. We're going to get there, folks. We will get there as we continue this week leading up to the 4th of July holiday at Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.